Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Mr. Postmaster, we took so much time Friday night that the poor folks at the radio station hardly had any time to play Christmas music after our program.
Well, we'll have to be briefer, but I will say that after 6 o'clock tonight, the radio station will be playing a lot of Christmas music.
That'll be nice. I vote for an hour of the Chipmunks.
Chipmunks? Is that any sort of proper Christmas spirit, Miss Message?
Well, maybe a little of the Singing Dogs mixed in.
Ah.
For variety.
That'll be very nice. But how about mixing in a few letters and stories here right now?
Okay.
You're going to give me this one? Oh,
right.
With an illustration and all. Look at there, a Christmas stocking. This is a 2-page letter, for heaven's sakes. It's from Bob. It says, Dear Santa, my name is Bob. I live in a big brick house up on Red Hill Road. Ah, I've tried to be a good little boy, but failed. I think, Santa, for Christmas, I would like to have a pair of Levi's, blue jeans, and a pair of painter's pants for when I dress up, a pair of toe socks with purple toes, bring me a new Mickey Mouse watch, the hands fell off my old one, and a rubber duck for my bath time. Santa, please don't bring me any candy, because I am too large in the waist now, and I will leave you a Coke and a bologna sandwich on the pool table in the den. Love, Bob. Bob, that's a nice, nice letter. Had a little note on the outside saying that Bob's grandparents would be in town, so I wanted to be sure and read the letter today, and so we've got that done.
Well, this one's from Amy Elizabeth Davis. Dear Santa Claus, could you please bring me these things that I've seen on TV? Bristle blocks?
Bristle blocks?
Wonder Woman doll, Dancerella, Bug World, and Good Puppy. He eats biscuits. Also, could you bring me a big dollhouse that I can get into with my doll Penny? Can you find one to fit a little 5-year-old girl? We will have a surprise waiting for you Christmas Eve. I'm trying to be good. Love, Amy Elizabeth Davis. P.S. I'd also like a marionette puppet.
Now, that's a nice letter from Amy Elizabeth. It looks as though, Miss Message, that the same stationery and the same folks, Carrie Davis has stuck a letter in here too, says, Dear Santa Claus, I am trying to be a good girl. My mama is writing this letter for me. Do you have a mama and a little girl or a little boy, Santa? Well, of course he does. What he's got, Carrie, really is all the boys and girls are Santa Claus's little boys and girls. Santa, she says, would you bring me Wonder Woman doll and Dancerella, like my sister Amy, and a blue Softina in her own blue traveling suitcase? Also bring me some food for my doll baby, like cereal and toast. I'm 3 years old, and we'll have a surprise for you when you come to see me. And says Carrie Davis, the surprise will be eggnog and cookies. Love, Carrie Davis. A very nice letter, Carrie.
Well, now, Miss Message, look who's here.
Phil.
That's right. Phil Goodwin has gotten here. Phil, glad to see you in the post office today.
It's good to be here, Mr. Postmaster.
Listen, you've got a huge piece of paper there, haven't you?
Oh, boy, this is bigger than any script I've ever seen. This is something.
Well, these are the kids from the class at Prospect Heights School, the youngsters that came over here and paid you a visit one afternoon. You remember you were on the air?
Oh, they were very nice children indeed, Mr. Postmaster, and I remember it was really easy to deal with them, and Mrs. Foster was here, and
Miss Murray,
yes, she was here, and we just had a great time talking about Christmas and showing them around the studios, and we just had a lot of fun.
Well, look, they have written a story, and what they did, the whole group got together, and they asked, if they wrote a story, would you please come to the post office and read it? So it's so big. If you want, I'll hold part of it here, and you can hold the other part, and go ahead and read the story for them.
Well, I certainly will, Mr. Postmaster, and it's beautifully done here. It's called George the Christmas Tree. Once upon a time, there was a green tree. His name was George. He was sad because he didn't have a home. No one would decorate him. One day, a man came to the forest. He had a white beard and white hair. He had on a red hat. He had a white beard and red coat and red pants, a black belt, and black boots. George thought the man looked way out of sight. The man looked at George. The man said, "Hello there. You're pretty." George said, "Thank you." The man said, "I'll dig you up and carry you to my house." George said, "Sure, I'll go home with you." George was happy. So the man carried George home. He planted him in the ground. He decorated George with ornaments and lights. And George was Santa's Christmas tree. That's a great story. And
look, they all signed their names here. Let's turn the paper
Let's see. This was written by Melinda Nelson, Mark Wolfert, Kirk Lancaster, George Colby, Cindy Langford, Glenn Allen Thacker, Kathy Hahn, and Linda Johnson. And I wanted to thank them for their wonderful story and for their great visit over here a few days ago.
Well, thank you, Phil Goodwin. I really appreciate you stopping by to do that. And Mrs. Foster and Mrs. Murray and all the students in her class, I know, will be especially pleased because we told them in advance that you'd be reading the story tonight, and they really wanted to hear it. So thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you, Phil.
And Merry Christmas to all of the people at that class. That was really fun.
Listen, Phil, I guess you've got to get on back to get the news ready here. So I really do thank you again, Phil Goodwin, for coming by and visiting us in the post office. Have I got time to get this poem in, Miss Message, do you think?
Oh, I think so.
All right. This is from Jay Utzler, and it's kind of a nice one, and it's short. And Jay writes, "Christmas time is drawing near, the time of joy and cheer, the day of days when all mankind has given in his mind. Shoppers are busily scurrying, looking for this and that. What do I buy for Grandpa? A muffler? Or a hat? Would Johnny like a new skate? Oh, what about Aunt Kate? And then, of course, there's Uncle Jim. It all began so long ago, the joy, gifts, and such, when the Christ child came from up above, because God loved us so. Yes, Christmas is drawing near, the time of joy and cheer, the day of days when all mankind has given in his mind." A poem by Jay Utzler, who's in the 7th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. Well, Miss Message, I don't think we saved much time for music after our program tonight.
But remember, lots of Christmas music on Radio Orange tonight and every night.
Now that's something to listen for, all right. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.